This week's Coach's Playbook takes a look on the defensive side of things at the PCM defense, a defense that has given up a total of 26 points through three district games. If the PCM Mustangs want to make it to the Dome this year, they can't just rely on their potent offense. The defense will have to carry the load against physical teams come playoff time. We take a look at head coach Greg Bonnet's favorite defensive play, the Blizzard Blitz.
When we're in a situation where it's kind of medium to long yardage, so if it's they got 6 yards to get the first down or they have more than that, I like to go to a three front, and we call it Blizzard. And what we're going to do is we're going to take – it's out of a three front, so we're going to take one of our defensive ends and we're going to move him down into like a head up, just maybe shaded a little bit towards the B gap, and then he's going to fire to take out the A gap, which is on the nearest one to the center. On the other side, we slid the nose over, so we have both A gaps covered, and they're taken by defensive linemen. Then where that defensive end came down from to be in the A-gap, we walk up our outside linebacker and make it look like he's going to blitz the edge. Sometimes we actually do send him. And so he looks like he's blitzing the edge. So what we're hoping they do is they adjust their pass protection or switch their run blocking. But what they don't know is that our middle backers are both reading the center. And if the center steps, and they're both charging their B-gap, if the center steps to you, then you no longer go. You just buzz down at your gap. You're still a B-gap player, but then you can be quicker to get out on pass, drop into the receiver strength. If the center steps away from you, you're coming through the B-gap. So it's a little bit of a delayed blitz. A lot of times people don't catch the A-gap defender. So what you get is you either get one of those defensive linemen that occupied or fired into your A-gap coming free, or with the delayed B-gap blitz, they'll have fanned out to protect against a linebacker that they think's coming with a tackle, and then they'll have closed down to that A-gap player so it opens wide up, and we've gotten some big plays out of that. And the thing I like about it, if you go in a three-front, you can run any sort of coverage you want behind it. You can man up, you can go cover three. We like to go cover two with it a lot, but that Blizzard Blitz has been pretty multiple for us.
Now, when is this usually used throughout the game?
Anytime. I like to run on second and eight. I like to run it on third and five, third and six. You know, the coverage, I can run it pretty much any time of the game. The coverage is what's going to switch up. So if it's like a deal where they're third and five, I'm going to try to man up, and I'm going to make sure we're protecting the sticks and our corners understand. Our safeties understand that when they're manning up, they got to really be aggressive so that they don't get the first down. And when it's like third and maybe it's third, second, and 20, and we want to run that blitz, then we'll probably run a little bit more cover two behind it. Keep hard in the flats in case they're throwing anything like that, and then just keep two guys over the top.
Now, why exactly is it called the Blizzard Blitz?
B gap.
With the Blizzard Blitz, PCM's District 6 opponents know they need to get the ball out quick if they want to have any success against this whiteout defense. But there is one thing for sure.
Winter is coming.
For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Nathan Sage.